WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant. And you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer... Sir Rocket,
my little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and you happen to, you know, be on Twitch and have your Twitch Prime sub available, well, you can click the purple button up above the screen. And, you know, use it here if you like, or you can use it elsewhere, too. That's fine as well, but we'd really love it if you used it here. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's Thursday night. We're back doing the show. It's been 2 weeks since we've been live for this show. Because we were off for Halloween, but we weren't off. We did that stuff. But, hey, we're live. It's a thing. It's your home for sports entertainment talk right here on The Rack. Because here comes the boom.
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 Baby. Boom. Yeah, that's all we got for boom. Anyway, so it's been quite the 2 weeks in wrestling. Things have happened, so we have a lot of news we have to get into. We're also going to be talking Raw because I was really tired Monday night and I passed out. I made it to the end of Raw, I think.
You did?
I did? Okay. My brain does not remember making it to the end of Raw, but if he says I made it, I made it.
She made it till 10:59.
Yeah. I made it, I think, to see the end of the Rollins-Cole match, and that's...
She saw everything.
I did see everything. I don't remember some of it, but that's okay.
We'll react to it all coming up in a bit.
So we got that. We've also got SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week. All your favorites!
No SmackDown, but hey, close enough.
Whatever. I wish we could talk about SmackDown. I miss that we can't talk about SmackDown. You tell?
But we did talk about SmackDown. You can go listen to Rack Extra Now Available, where we did talk SmackDown.
I wish we could talk SmackDown. Makes me sad that we can't. So anyway, most of your favorites, no SmackDown, NXT tweets, you know the drill.
We have a lot. Okay, buckle in. We have a lot of tweets tonight.
Yeah, we do. People had fun on Twitter this week. So we're going to jump right into the news. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And I guess the biggest news of the week, 2 weeks, would have to be that despite the travel issues and supposedly the problems, WWE has announced that they've, quote-unquote, expanded their partnership with Saudi Arabia.
Till 2027, with options till 2030, where they'll be doing two events officially per year. Large-scale events per year.
I think the original deal was one event per year for 10 years. I believe that was the original deal, and they have since expanded to two.
It's always been two, but it's now two on paper.
Two on paper? Okay, two, but because officially it was one on paper, and then they had like a handshake agreement
for the
to do two, and now it's officially two.
It's all on paper. So everyone got their money.
Yeah, everybody got paid, y'all, depending on what rumor you believe. We're not going to go into details about that. The other big story is that Randy Orton has signed a new 5-year deal with WWE, so that should carry him through for a while.
So no more speculation of him headed to AEW. He is sticking with WWE for now.
Was there any doubt?
He teases. He's been teasing it for a while.
Randy Orton is a giant tease. It's what he does.
I know. I'm just saying. Despite all his teasing, he is sticking with WWE and going to be there for 5 more years, probably for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I was going to say, that should carry him through to the end of his career. If not, they will probably sign him to one more short deal and then a Legends contract, if he wants. That would be speculation, but I mean...
He's a WWE lifer.
Yeah, he's there for life. They've made him.
He's a third
career's been there.
He's a third generation lifer in WWE.
Money's good, and you don't walk away from good money. And he knows that. For all of Randy's faults.
Despite the voices in his head that talk to him.
He understands. He understands who feeds him. Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
God,
she said,
yes, that's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. Just a couple quick notes. Lance Storm has joined WWE as a producer, so things are about to get very serious backstage.
Okay, so the backstory on this, he's shutting down his wrestling school, so he starts officially in February, I think. But he officially announced on Twitter this week that he's joining WWE. It's been speculated for a while what he would be doing since he was shutting down his school. This is his last semester he's teaching. So the Storm Wrestling Academy is shutting down. He figures, okay, his daughter's grown up. He has one last run in him to do something. So he's going back out on the road as a producer for WWE, which is cool. So he was working. He worked a little bit with Impact Wrestling this past year, like getting the feel for doing producing. And now he's joining WWE with the likes of Jeff Jarrett, Abyss, Shane Helms, Kurt Angle, you name it, backstage producing WWE.
So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, good for him. I mean, it's why not take the shot when you have the shot?
Think about all the people he's brought into WWE that have gone through his school. Tyler Breeze, Peyton Royce, just a couple. Like, a lot of the women have gone through his school. Chelsea Green have gone through his school and headed to WWE. Emma at one point, Tennille Dashwood, whatever you want to call her, she was part of Lance Storm's academy. So it's like,
yep.
He's really good at teaching pro wrestling, so it's good to have.
He'll be a wonderful benefit to the company as a whole.
And he follows the product, so he already knows everyone and knows everything. So,
which is always an added bonus if he follows the product, because that's the one thing that you never like to like hear is they're like, oh, we're gonna have so and so be a producer. Not to call anybody out, because I'm not calling anybody out. But you know, it's like have so and so be a producer and they don't follow the product. You know,
I'll go with this, Eric Bischoff.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, again, awkwardly moving on. An interesting note is that Ryan Satin has joined the WWE backstage as an insider.
Yeah, he joined the WWE backstage on Fox TV show as the insider, bringing you the scoops on the show. So he goes from he's the owner of Wrestling Sheet, and now he's doing the Satin Sheet as the insider on WWE Backstage on Fox Tuesdays, 11 p.m. Oh my god! Oh my god! The ratings are bombing. No, it's FS1 on this Tuesday, 11 p.m. after a college sports show. What do you expect it to draw? 500,000 people? Like, calm down, internet. Calm down, internet. Calm down. If it does 50,000 a week and has millions of views on YouTube, they're fine. They're cool. It's free, it's content.
Yep, pretty much.
No one talks about how the UFC TV show did. They're doing the same thing. UFC, they had a UFC insider show. Probably bombed, did the same numbers. They're not worried. Anyway, continue.
So, I'm just going to say this. It's probably just an added part of the deal. I don't think they're necessarily too worried about
it's,
that one.
It's content.
It's content.
That's all it is. It's content.
So, the WrestleMania 36 weekend details have been announced, and there's some interesting switches going on. Namely, that the Hall of Fame is going to be on a Thursday.
Yeah, Hall of Fame kicks off WrestleMania weekend on Thursday, followed by Friday Night SmackDown on Friday, with NXT TakeOver on Saturday, Monday Night Raw on Monday, from the same building. Of course, there's WrestleMania on the Sunday, so there you go on that one. Tickets, I believe, go on sale on the 15th. Actually, there was a thing on Tuesday. If you missed it, travel packages went on sale, but individual tickets for WrestleMania go on sale Friday, November 15th at 10 a.m. Look out for all the pre-sale numbers or pre-sale codes and all that fun stuff that are probably going to be on the internet here in the next week. So buy your tickets and buy your travel packages because you could go to WrestleMania.
And I will say this, if you've never gone and you want to go, I strongly encourage you to go because it is a lot of fun. I went when it was here in Atlanta, and I wish it would come back. We do have a very fancy new stadium that held a Super Bowl.
You'll get it
just
back.
Just saying.
You'll get
not
it.
That the Falcons will ever get there.
You'll get the WrestleMania back.
Before the Falcons go to the Super Bowl, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Because they're never going to go.
They'll go again in 2054.
Yeah. Way past my lifetime. Anyway. So many awkward transitions tonight. So many awkward transitions. Moving out of WWE world, ROH is entering into some new markets that Sinclair has recently acquired, so that's good for them.
Yeah, you can go to ROHwrestling.com. There's about 21 to 23 new markets that they're available in all the RSNs that they bought. ROH will now be involved with.
Yeah, so good for Sinclair. I'm sorry, I missed one WWE note, and that is 205 Live is going to be live
in quotations.
From Full Sail this week. So they're taping it there this week.
They taped it. They taped it last night before NXT because they're in Europe.
Yep, they're overseas, so everything's going to be pre-taped except for SmackDown. I think SmackDown's live tomorrow, right?
No, it's on the whatever 5-hour delay.
Okay, so it's live-ish.
It's live to tape. They're taping Raw and SmackDown tomorrow, which is why they had tape 205 live elsewhere, because that's 5 hours of TV in one night. That crowd's going to be worn out for Raw.
But they're a bunch of rowdy Brits, so...
Hopefully they keep up their energy. But yeah.
They'll be really, really drunk by the end of it, I promise you.
Yeah, so there you go.
And if I do not get a Trent Seven sighting, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, speaking of Trent Seven, it's not in our news, but it's news. They filed a trademark for Trent Seven.
Good.
There you go.
Actually, can they?
Yeah, they can.
But I think he retains
the rights,
ownership.
But
yeah, because he was using it before he was ever signed to WWE.
But to market his stuff, they had to come up with a trademark for it.
Yeah. By the way, they're selling a really nice Mustache Mountain shirt on Shop, if anybody's interested. I found it due to other reasons we won't go into. The other weekend, when certain things happened, and I went on the Shop to check it out, and there was a shirt, and I was like, oh, that's a nice shirt. I'll buy that. So, yeah. So, if you like Trent Seven and Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, there is a very nice Mustache Mountain shirt in the NXT section for your buying pleasure. Just random tidbit. AEW has signed Olympic medalist Anthony Ogogo. I hope I said that right. So congratulations to him and them. That should be a nice addition.
He's their first, quote unquote, developmental project.
Okay.
That is what they said.
Okay.
I'm just going with what I'm using their terminology because I listen to them, but it's a crime to listen. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. That's a crime. Never mind.
Yeah. Don't go there.
I should just listening to them and then never mind.
What? Okay. All right. And from the Melrose Ballroom in New York City, tonight and tomorrow, so we're a little late on tonight because it's already 10 there, it's going to be ODB Appreciation Night. So everybody go to the Melrose Ballroom in New York tomorrow. Support her, because 100% of the ticket proceeds are going to go towards rebuilding her food truck. As you know, it caught on fire and burned down, and she was building that into a really profitable business. So I'm sure she would be grateful for any and all donations. So yeah. I think there is a donation, like a GoFundMe set up too.
I believe so, yeah. So the ticket sale proceeds from the Impact tapings at the Melrose Ballroom tonight and tomorrow are going to towards ODB's new food truck.
Yeah, and just go support her, because ODB's awesome.
ODB is awesome.
And I don't know if we should report this one or not, because she said she was fine.
It's okay. We can report it.
Okay.
Injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
So, supposedly, and there's conflicting reports, so that's why there's like a disclaimer around this. Alexa Bliss is injured. She has a hurt shoulder.
Okay, so yes. So the word going around, she has a hurt shoulder. So where's the thingy? Hold on. I had the thingy. Where's the thingy? Looking for the thingy. But I'll read the WWE.com statement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's the thingy. Hold on. Shoulder injury.
# blame Brent.
Alexa Bliss recently sustained an undisclosed injury, as first reported on WWE Backstage on Tuesday. However, the ailment is minor, and she is expected to return to action soon. The goddess hasn't competed since Hell in a Cell, when she and Nikki Cross lost the tag team titles to the Kabuki Warriors. Follow WWE digital platforms for more details as the story develops. So they reported it. We can report it.
Yeah, but she's come out and said she's fine. So whatever it is, it's obviously not too serious. She doesn't need surgery. She should be back very shortly. And by the way, it's not in our news, but I want to bring it up.
Okay.
Just because I feel like this is worth mentioning, that people may need to take anything on the internet pertaining to wrestling reporting, the show included, with a grain of salt, because rumors can spread and supposedly reliable sources can be wrong. Case in point would be the situation between Seth Rollins and Dave Meltzer, where Dave Meltzer reported that Seth had given an inspirational speech and it didn't go over well, and he's talking all these rumors about how the roster doesn't like Seth, and basically Seth took exception to what Dave was saying.
Also, Dave was not the only one who reported that, by the way, but he's being the one taken down to task on it because he used the word rah-rah. That's the only reason. Apparently it was AJ Styles who talked to the locker room.
Yeah, it was AJ Styles who talked to the locker room, but basically Dave got Seth's attention, and Seth gave him the what for on Twitter publicly, and Dave has since apologized to Seth, so... be very careful what you say on the internet, because some people will see it and yell at you for it. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. It's not anything, but it was just something interesting that happened over the week. And speaking of Seth, I think it's time that we do the Raw reaction. What do you think?
It is time for this week's Raw reaction.
Yowie wowie!
Imaging. Woohoo!
Imaging.
That's a radio term. Sounds.
Sounds.
Sounds. Production. We have production values. Woohoo! Okay, so...
Wait, so does that mean you're actually doing stuff?
Hey, we've had two new sound effects on the show so far tonight. So, doing things. Anyway, can we talk about Raw?
Let's talk about Raw, because I was too tired on Monday to do a show. So let's talk about it now, because I have far more energy tonight.
So Monday Night Raw was another course of the NXT invasion. But this time, the invasion had a little bit of a target. One, Seth freaking Rollins. And Hunter basically wanted to know, what's the deal with Seth Rollins? What's he going to do? Should he come home to NXT? Should he stay on Monday Night Raw? Those two, like, cause he was really giving him the business on Monday. It was a really good back and forth between the two.
Say what you want, but Seth and Hunter have just a really great chemistry with each other each time that they work together or they spar. I really, truly enjoy it when they get together. And yeah, Hunter was taunting him. Hunter was, you know, giving Seth crap because it was, you know, you're going to come back, you're going to fight, what are you going to do? And also, Hunter is just a fantastic dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a sarcastic asshole through and through. Love the crap out of him when he's like that. Because it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
He's not being, I'm going to murder you, Triple H. He's just being himself. You can tell he's just being himself. And it's really fun.
Right. And he made it very clear, either you're with me or you're against me. Well, Hunter did not come alone. He had the Undisputed Era with him as they surrounded him as he made the statement, you're either with me or you're against me. But apparently there was some backup in terms of the OC. Styles, Gallows, and Anderson, they were there. Undisputed Era was there. You had Dominik Dijakovic, Damian Priest got involved, Eric Rowan, R-Truth, Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins. They all brawled.
Pete Dunne.
I think Pete Dunne
was random
later.
Pete Dunne appeared.
I think Pete Dunne was later.
I think Pete was now. For some reason. I know he was there.
No, Pete was in the ending brawl.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in the ending brawl.
Well, anyway, a random Pete Dunne showed up at some point.
Yeah, we'll get to Pete Dunne. So, but Seth Rollins just watched them all brawl as it all transpired. But what did Blue?
He's still a little upset about what happened in Saudi Arabia.
A little bit. He lost his title.
He lost his title. It's very sad.
Backstage at that point, Hunter was seen. Seth Rollins approached him and said, if he comes to Wednesday night, he's coming as the top guy. He wants Adam Cole tonight for the NXT Championship. So that's your main event on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, Hunter's like, okay.
And then they had their match. Really good. It ended with the Undisputed Era getting involved. Beat down. Then you had everyone come out. You had Matt Riddle come out. You had Pete Dunne come out. You had all the people from Raw come out. You had Keith Lee come out. And the ending shot of Monday Night Raw was Keith Lee. Ricochet was there as well. He did a dive on people. And then Lindsay was like, they could fight harder. They could fight harder, right? And then Keith Lee, because they were just all sort of lollygagging around, just sort of fighting on the outside.
Yeah, it's like, what are they doing? They're not doing... And then Keith Lee just, like, dove cannonballed onto everybody.
Yeah. And that's how
Raw...
And
it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's why. That's how Raw closed.
From what I remember, which I don't remember a lot of the ending of the show, because, like I said, I was really super tired. I know the match between Seth and Adam was really good. I like this invasion angle, mainly because I like how Hunter is leading the charge
mm-hmm.
with this, and how it's not necessarily they're positioning this as, well, we're now finally going to get our due because we've been down in NXT and we're the C-show, but we're better. It's like, no, we're just coming to F with you and mess up your stuff, and then we're going to leave and we're going to go back to our own show, and it's cool. We really just want to be jerks and just screw with you because Papa Hunter brought us on a field trip, and why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like how they're positioning this, that it's like they're the upstarts, but they're not obnoxious upstarts to the point that it doesn't make any sense because, like, somebody has to lose at Survivor Series, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if NXT doesn't suffer some losses to be sacrificed for either Raw or SmackDown. So the fact that they aren't positioning them like, oh, well, you know, just because you think we're the C-show doesn't mean we're actually the C-show. You know, they're just coming in and it's like Adam Cole and the boys are just coming to screw with Seth Rollins. They're coming to screw with, you know, the people on SmackDown. It's whatever they can do. It's basically the wild card rule is reinstituted. It's just with NXT and anybody can show up at any time, which is I like. But it's only till Survivor Series. But still, I like it. I really like how this is going. It's adding a little spice to the show when it needs it. Especially coming out of Crown Jewel. Because I think they were all very tired coming out of Crown Jewel. And then they have to turn around, and then they have to fly to Europe this week. And so, yeah. It's just a nice addition.
It is. Things that happened on this show included Buddy Murphy being Cedric Alexander. You had Bobby Lashley and Rusev were supposed to fight, but Bobby Lashley was too hurt from all the sex, so he couldn't fight. So it was McIntyre versus Rusev, and then it was a beatdown. Ricochet made the save.
What was it, Death by Snoo Snoo?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Andrade and Zelina beat Sin Cara and Carolina. That was a thing. So they're continuing that little program that was going on. The OC beat Humberto Carrillo and the Street Profits. Viking Raiders beat the Polo Boys.
Any port in a storm, man. Any port in a storm. He gets them on TV. I'd rather have them on TV beating up jobbers and looking dominant as crap than them sitting backstage doing nothing, eating catering.
So, Monday Night Raw opened with the Beast Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. You know, the WWE champion. Heyman said Lesnar quit SmackDown, came to Raw to hunt Rey Mysterio. He said they recalled a trade for Alexa Bliss and they crossed SmackDown for future considerations. Heyman said Lesnar has no contract with WWE because he is as a Jew for an advocate. Heyman said Lesnar's contract has been assigned to Raw. Heyman said that doesn't mean Roman Reigns or others could do the same thing. He's Brock Lesnar. He's better than every single one of you. And he can do whatever he wants because he's Brock freaking Lesnar. That's the story. That's how they got out of it. Brock does what Brock wants. And legit.
Yeah, okay.
That's truth. But he came to hunt for Rey Mysterio. They call out Rey Mysterio. There is no Rey Mysterio. So the hunt for Rey Mysterio took place. They were backstage. Brock beat up some small little people backstage. They found a car. Rey wasn't in the car. He pulled apart the door on the car. Go ahead.
Honestly, my favorite thing about him beating up people backstage was the deceptive blue-haired guy that was like sitting right backstage. He was the first one that got taken out, and he's like just standing there, and he's got a hat on, and you don't think anything, and he's like super unassuming, and you don't think anything about him, and then Brock beats him up and the hat comes off and there's just this blue hair. I was like, wait, where did that come from? Random blue hair. Okay, all right, cool.
That's a thing.
I'm not judging. It's the random crap that I notice when I watch wrestling, because that's the kind of stuff that I notice. Not Brock Lesnar killing people, somebody with random blue hair.
So he's continuing to search, comes out to the arena, asks Jerry Lawler, Dio stands up, Dio then got F5 through the table.
Raven. Good for Dio. Good for taking one for the team. And I loved his tweet. He's like, Mama didn't raise no punk. She might have raised a fool, but she didn't raise no punk.
Rey Mysterio came out with his lead pipe and just beat the crap out of Brock Lesnar.
Which was super effective.
It really, really was. Which leads to Rey Mysterio and Brock Lesnar for the championship at Survivor Series.
I feel like they need to put some kind of stipulation on this one.
Probably. There'll probably be one.
Just to make this...
No holds barred, something like that. Extreme rules, yeah. Something. Something to give Rey some fight.
Yeah, something to make it, because if it's just a straight up match, it's like, well, we all know who's going to kind of win that, because it's not going to be Rey. If there's something where weapons can get involved, okay, now Rey's got a little bit more of a chance. I'm not saying that Rey couldn't beat up Brock Lesnar. I'm just saying, just based on size and strength alone, Brock's got Rey easily. So I feel like giving Rey the option of having a lead pipe or a kendo stick or a ladder or a table or anything like that would help tremendously with this, just because it evens the odds out just a little bit.
The Kabuki Warriors took on Charlotte and Natty. Natty and Charlotte got the win. Good match.
It was a really good match. Yeah, it was a very good match. I think my favorite thing about this was Charlotte's reaction to Natty. Holy crap. That sarcastic little clap was just...
Yay, Natty did something. Yay.
That's so funny. Like, I swear to God, it wasn't necessarily meant to be funny, but it was.
It was.
Funny as crap. Because, like, the Kabuki Warriors were standing there, because basically they were like, Natty had the first match along with Lacey Evans in Saudi Arabia, and the Kabuki Warriors were like, yeah, okay, alright, I'll applaud that, that's pretty good. And Charlotte's just standing there, like, slow clapping it out. Just like, aw, look at her. She got a thing. I'm so happy for her. Not
really. But the best thing that happened on Monday Night Raw, besides the NXT, the main event with Rollins and Cole, the Becky Lynch interview.
Oh my God, this interview. I got chills from this.
So Charlie's talking to Becky, and they bring up how at Survivor Series it will be Bayley and Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch in a triple threat match. She said this year she's the target because she beat Bayley's best friend, Sasha Banks, and beat Baszler's bestie, Ronda Rousey, in WrestleMania. So in walked Shayna Baszler, and these two women had a stare down. Baszler talked about wanting to meet her for face-to-face for a long time. She said she's friends with Rousey and trained together, but wanted to make something really clear. I'm not Ronda Rousey. She said she wouldn't take her eyes off Bayley, but she wanted to tell Becky that she's going to pin her or tap her out. And the only thing Lynch has to think about between now and then is which one of her limbs will belong to her. Becky said she doesn't know who Becky Baszler is, so she doesn't know what to do, whether she respects her or should slap her head off. She warned going to war with her will change her like it changed the rest of them. She said she won't be taking her eyes off Bayley either, but she's coming for Shayna. And they just had this stare down, and
it was money.
It was a Mania level stare down where it's like, that's money.
Here's the thing, we're sitting here watching this and that stare down happened, and it's like, I understand this is a triple threat. I respect that this is a triple threat, but at the same time, please take Bayley out of this match and just give me these two together, please. For the love of God. No offense to Bayley. Absolutely zero offense to Bayley. But just like the chills that you get off this, just the automatic, holy crap, yes, they're gonna beat the crap out of each other. You know they are. It's like, I just want this one-on-one. I want the very first one where they get together and they encounter each other, because this is the very first match between the two. I want this with just them and nobody else, because it's gonna be awesome. It's going to be physical as hell. Now, Bayley's gonna be there at Survivor Series, and that's fine. But this was just, give this to me. Give me a full feud of this. I know it's not possible, but holy crap, would I want one. Like, everything about it was just amazing. Yeah, everything.
It was really cool. I want it. Because as we were watching, we were like, that's money. We just give us this match. Give it to us. Give us the thing. Let it happen. And I told her, it's like, wait till Friday. Bayley's going to add her bit to it. Everything will be fine. But that was a money promo. It was money.
It was money.
But that's Monday Night Raw.
That was Monday Night Raw. I mean, overall, it was a good show. I like how they did the title switch. I'm okay with that. By the way, if you missed it on Tuesday, Backstage had a special edition of the Firefly Funhouse where Bray Wyatt debuted the new title, aka he debuted his side plates. Everybody's like, oh my god, he's going to get a custom title. And, you know, it's like, no, he's not. Although the one that he had in the picture that he put out would be really cool if they actually did make that for him. Somebody else made a Fiend title.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. That would be neat if he got it, but he probably won't. But yeah, so he did debut the new side plates for the title, and it looks really, really, really cool. And he was very happy that he's the champion. And now it's, how are they going to take it from him? And I think he's doing Miz TV tomorrow. Is that correct?
I don't know if he's doing Miz TV tomorrow. I know they didn't announce what he's doing, but he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. He's there.
Despite people saying that, you know, oh my god, he's not booked. Bray's booked.
He's there. He's the champion. He will, trust me, he will show up in some capacity. Whether it's in the Funhouse or whether it's as the Fiend, he will be there.
I mean, he's been working Raw and SmackDown, even though he's a SmackDown superstar.
He's a busy, busy man.
He is.
So on that note, I say we take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week and NXT. We're going to be breaking that down for you and everything that happened on that show, because there was a lot. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. On those Saturdays when kids go out playing, I was up in my room, I left the stereo playing. Was it faded, not jaded, just a kid with a pad and a pen and a big imagination. All this
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me.
devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Greetings and salutations, listeners. This is Christopher Daniels, and among many things, I am a pillar of society, an inspiration to children everywhere, and the man with the rear that makes the girls cheer. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio. And now, you are too.
This is my brutality!
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to be listening on Twitch and have a Twitch Prime sub available and you'd like to use it here, we'll just click the purple button up at the top above your screen and feel free to use it, but you're welcome to use it elsewhere as well. Just remember, Ninja left you. Shroud left you. Courage left you. Oh my god, we forgot to talk about in the news. The Courage JD is now officially on YouTube. So he's gone. My goodness, everybody's leaving Twitch except for Dr. Lupo. He's staying.
And us.
And we're staying. We're not going anywhere. We don't have any big money contracts.
But
if someone would like to offer us one.
We'll take it.
I would be happy to accept that.
By the way, our YouTube is popping. We got two new videos on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rackradioshow.
Ding.
Ding.
Anyway, Tweet of the Week.
Yeah, let's do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
Okay, so my tweets are very, very random, so we're gonna go through this. I apologize in advance. Brazers! Congratulations, Bray Wyatt. We hope that was good for you, too. Hashtag WWE Crown Jewel. Bray Wyatt responds, oh, was it ever. Bray had himself a good time. WWE on Fox, just a reminder, NXT, we've got, and it's a gif of Bray Wyatt as the Fiend. Dominik Dijakovic responds, cute mask. And Bray goes, don't. And here's where the randomness begins. So this is a conversation that Dr. Lupo had with his Twitter that involves his wife and his friends. There is no context. There is no order to this. So I'm just going to read it as it comes based on how the replies are stacked up in my Twitter.
I'll fill in the gaps when I can.
Yeah, because I only favorited some of them. I didn't get them all. So, dear Twitter, my wife says I don't need an 88-inch 8K TV. I love her, but I also love TVs. Now that we know I'm going to buy it, I just wanted you to know I hope you're having a good day, smiley face. With love, Lupo. And in parentheses, she thought this was going to be a poll. Ha 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 ha. Got him.
Got him.
Kyle O'Connor responds, you definitely need that TV. Dr. Lupo goes, thank you for understanding. I'll never forget this. I might even pull this tweet up on it. Kyle goes, send me a photo when you do. I'm going to hold you to it. Courage then jumps in and says, I have an idea. Send me the TV first. I can try it out. If it's good, then I'll send it back to you. If not, then we can return it.
Brilliant idea.
Dr. Lupo responds, you're the best friend I could ask for, Jack. Mrs. Dr. Lupo responds with, you've got a deal. In response to Lupo's original tweet, she goes, if you love me, Twitter, you'll side with me. You know, happy wife, happy life. So if you want more streams, ... you don't encourage him to get the TV. Lupo goes, it's not about what it is, it's about what it will be. Cloaksy goes, you don't need 88 inches because you already are 88 inches.
Can I have the next part?
Then he follows up, wait.
Wait. That's what it was going to be. Wait.
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 Dr. Lupo goes, God, I fucking love you. Kiss me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Going back one little tweet before that.
Mm-hmm.
Alexia Ray, close girlfriend. I swear Cloaksy wrote this tweet. Continue.
I like how she has to confirm that. Like, he really did write that.
No. She thinks, it's like, Cloak would have wrote the Lupo tweet.
Oh.
The original tweet. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Got it?
Yeah. He probably did.
He probably would have, yeah.
Yeah, he probably would have. I'm surprised they're not already debating that he should get an 88-inch TV. By the way, I should add that this TV costs about $30,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should add that part into this, that mm-hmm. it's a $30,000 TV. Frosty goes, dude, that was going to be my Christmas present for you. Lupo goes, I can use two.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else chimes in, I hope the couch feels good tonight, Lupo.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, the TV's going to keep me warm.
Mm-hmm.
King George jumps in, just think of it as an investment in your child's education. Tons of educational content can be watched on that TV, which of course is what it's for. Always thinking of the children first. Such a thoughtful guy. Lupo goes, I am such a nice guy. And Mrs. Dr. Lupo goes, as long as it's Storybots. True Wife Guard, who is a friend of Mrs. Dr. Lupo, goes, Ben, come on. 88-inch screen is just outrageous. 86 would suit you just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Dr. Lupo is like, I thought we were friends. Cray, what's 8K even mean? Can I play my 4K Blu-ray DVD of Mall Cop on it or not? Mrs. Dr. Lupo responds to him and goes, you're my fave. Jordan Payton, aka Legion, goes, Jordan from Best Buy here. Will you be mounting the television or placing it on a stand? All Lupo purchases come with a free in-home Legion setup. If that happens, I want video.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Dr. Lupo responds with, let's see, I have to actually read this in order. So, also, it's a good thing you brought up that your mother now has a place for you to sleep when I kick you out of the house. And he goes, guess what, y'all? Looks like longer stream time's inbound.
Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, 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 clap. She goes, boy, your mom doesn't have gigabit internet, and she'll kick your smelly butt out of the house soon enough. And then he responds, imagine thinking I can't just buy her gigabit. LMAO. Mrs. Dr. Lupo responds, I love that we're standing on either side of the kitchen counter after eating tacos, drinking lots, playing arcade games, and ice cream. We are not in the right state of mind for this. AKA, they're both drunk.
Yep.
Or they have been drinking.
They have been drinking, yeah.
They alcohol is involved in this conversation. That is the best revelation ever.
Mm-hmm. It was date night.
Moving on from that conversation.
Hold on. I have more of that conversation.
Well, let me finish and then you can
okay,
go back.
Okay, fine.
Courage goes, Uno, and he tweets, Ninja, Tim, and Marcel. Uno, please, this week, I am begging. Dr. Lupo, Jack already trying to lose that YouTube money, SMH.
Yep.
And that's all I have.
Okay. So, let's see. Yanni goes, if this is a test for that other thing you really want to buy, we're in trouble, Lupo. Dr. Lupo, nah. I'm just buying this when the time is right. Mrs. Dr. Lupo, it's not time to have this conversation. We made this rule so our marriage doesn't end in shambles. Okay? There was that. Ryan Wyatt, the dude from YouTube, you deserve it. And think you're being modest and fair to her by coming down from 112 inches to 88. Dr. Lupo, thank you for recognizing my ability to compromise. Oh, she tried Troya this morning. Geez, guys, really? If you even know me, you know I don't stand by the happy wife mantra. It was all in jest. Probably called him Benjamin a lot.
Benjamin?
All right, now I gotta refresh everything and scroll all the way down.
No, it started with husband, it went to Ben, and then it went to Benjamin. Mm-hmm. That's the exact progression.
Okay, so we got some tweets here. WWE tweeted out, which Raw SmackDown superstar should get pyro next? Kevin Owens, I only want pyro if it's like the Sid's old pyro where it spells his name above the ring. But instead, I want mine to say balls.
Kevin!
Renee Young, I just got asked if Mae Young was my mother, not my grandmother. Sad face. Corey Graves, were you knitting when the question was asked? If so, reasonable. Drew Gulak, a loss to a boxer in a wrestling match and a show of poor sportsmanship afterwards. I'd be frustrated too, Braun. That sure is a long flight home to think about. Drew, he's going to kill you. SportsCenter tweeted about the Seahawks signing Josh Gordon off waivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
John Cannon tweets, nice ad for the Seahawks and a new customer for weed dealers in the area. Sami Zayn, last Friday tweeted, never fear, despite never being featured on posters, reliable ass Sami Zayn is here. # SmackDown. NXT tweeted, Impact. # We are NXT. Impact Wrestling tweeted, no guys. Impact is on Tuesdays. WWE tweeted about the Triple H's promo from SmackDown. Bailey, he'll turn his back on every single one of you too someday. Scott Dawson, yeah, I remember when he liked us. Alexa Bliss, at least he liked you. Scott Dawson, that was back when me and Dash were good and having matches of the year. We've lost our touch and aren't as good as we used to be. Let's see.
I want to pause you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And just throw out that so many people on the internet took this seriously.
Oh yeah, very much.
And it's not serious.
So Renee Young got smacked in the face on SmackDown. She goes, I'm never doing commentary again. Tegan Knox, I will apologize for the rest of my life. I'm so sorry. Bailey, yes you will. Tegan Knox, you're more than welcome to come visit us at NXT. I'll be sure to have an apology ready. Bailey, no thanks. I spent over 4 damn years there warming it up for people like you. Damn. Alright, we got that one. Da, da, da. Okay. So, this one has audio. Okay? So this is from Alexa Bliss on Up Up Down Down.
I'm terrified of earthquakes.
Oh, is that like a...
That's like a real fear.
An up top fear.
Yeah, like San Andreas, like, fault thing freaks me out. Like, I've seen the movie. I know The Rock's not coming to save me. You know what I mean? He's not flying in his helicopter to come get me. So I don't want to be in California when that stuff hits the fan. I'm terrified of earthquakes.
Okay. So she tweeted, haha, it's true. The Rock isn't going to save me. # San Andreas. The Rock replied, not true, Lex. I'll definitely fly in and save you. Xavier, on the other hand, he ain't going to make it. Xavier Woods, I mean, I can't even be mad at it because I give it the same reply if the roles were switched. The Rock replied, that's how we roll, brother. Caleb Braxton, You ever have a romantic dream about someone you've never thought about romantically, and now you're planning your guy's wedding? Ahem, me neither.
Oh my, who did she have a romantic wedding about?
People wanted to know. BG James replied, Kayla, I'm flattered, but I'm also happily married already. Yeah, okay. For this next one, for the little kids, earmuffs. Zach Ryder tweeted, finally home, at Pizza Hut for dinner, at Chelsea Green for dessert. You can take the earmuffs off now.
Oh, so I saw a story, just pausing the tweets for a second. I saw a story where apparently John Stamos said I should have played Prince Albert on Little Mermaid Live.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's freaking out because they're like, I hope kids don't Google Prince Albert to know what that means. I'm like, well, one, he was an actual prince, but two, I really want them to. So they actually get like a hairy guy covered in like piercings and tattoos.
I don't know who that would be. Hmm.
I don't know. He had, but he's so furry. It was like a sweater.
Yeah, some would say he's an A-train. Not SportsCenter. Breaking, after beating the Jets, Dolphins have fired coach Brian Flores. Dolphins GM Chris Greyer says, winning is something we simply won't tolerate around here. Seth Rollins. I hate football so much, I don't even care about it anymore.
That's a lie.
That came after they lost to the Eagles.
That's so a lie.
WWE on Fox tweeted out a picture. Or tweeted out a statement, let's go to war with a picture. NXT, we have an army. SmackDown, we have a fiend. Ricochet tweeted, we have a beast. Sometimes.
When he wants to be there.
Real XFL football, not an actual XFL football account. Congratulations to the Miami Dolphins for their first victory of the season. We'd say something snarky about the Jets, but some of those guys may be playing for us in a few months.
Ouch.
So, Brock, we talked about Brock in the previous segment. Corey Graves tweeted, in short, Brock really misses the wild card rule. WWE and Fox tweeted, careful, it's like Beetlejuice. Mention the wild card rule 3 times, and it appears. Kurt Hawkins, last night was wild. NXT invaded our turf, but sadly all I can think about now is a certain dream match that I want to see very, very much. The Abyss versus Matt Bloom at Survivor Series. Book it. That'd be cool.
I mean,
speaking of Prince Albert, that'd be cool. Someone tweets Alexa Bliss, when will you be returning to the ring? I'm waiting for your action. She replies, when I'm done binge watching The Price is Right.
Fair.
Someone tweets, is everything right with you? Heard some rumors of my injuries. Hope they're not true. These people can speak English. She tweets, yeah, I stubbed my pinky toe on my coffee table. Ruined my pedicure. Someone wants to know where you've been hiding the last few weeks. She goes, in a van down by the river.
Fandango, you let her go.
That's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Oh, what a show it was. So NXT invaded SmackDown. It invaded Raw. So what's going to happen on NXT? Well, Raw invades NXT with AJ Styles and the OC during the cut-in before the show, like 7 minutes before the show starts. There's footage of them beating up the Undisputed Era. So AJ and the Bullet and the OC walk out. They talk about how this is NXT. They wanted to bring the war to Raw, and now we're just returning the favor. All their champions are now out of commission after we beat up Undisputed Era. He said the OC is taking over NXT, and that's undisputed. Until Tommaso Ciampa made his way to the ring, or out on the stage. Ciampa talked about how people for years have been asking, how long until you make the main roster? He said today he can now welcome Styles and the OC to the main roster. NXT is the main roster, he said, and he's welcomed people to Daddy's home. He said it's fine to, beating up Undisputed Era is fine, but if the OC wants to take over Ciampa's reign, well, that's where he has a problem. Styles pointed out that, they have him outnumbered, but at least he has the balls for standing up to the OC. Then out walk Keith Lee and Matt Riddle, bro, to even up the numbers. He said, Ciampa said NXT has plenty of balls in the arena now. Ciampa said that how about he, Lee, and Riddle they're preparing for war against Undisputed Era at War Games. They'll go to the war with the OC tonight. And the OC accepted the challenge, so that's your main event.
Hunter finally got his wish, or his way. He got AJ Styles into NXT.
He did.
This was a really nice opening segment. I really liked this. It was perfect. And just the right amount of people coming to NXT, because obviously you can't bring a lot of people because there's not enough room.
And they were all flying to Europe.
Yeah, they were all flying to Europe. So I like that it was just AJ and the OC that kind of took charge and went down to Orlando. And we're like, hey, yo, punks, what's up? So this was this added the perfect little spice to the show and very, very enjoyable. And Ciampa being like, hey, welcome to the main roster. What's up?
But it also didn't take away from the show. NXT was still had important matches on the show, important things that had accomplished. So it was a good bookend, but they still were able to accomplish what they needed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a nice blend.
Including Pete Dunne and Damian Priest.
Holy shit, this is still good. This is still so good. These two just beat the crap out of each other for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. And it ended with Dunne finally getting the victory over Priest and being super proud of himself and super thrilled in his own little Pete Dunne way. I think he actually smiled, which is very rare for him.
He grinned.
He grinned. He was so pleased with himself that he won. Because they did. They just went at each other. Like, this was a pay-per-view quality match with the two, and Dunne stood victorious, but not for long, because, well, he had his own monster he had to take care of, and one Killian Dane, who came out and ran over Pete Dunne like he was a damn freight train.
And then Killian Dane and Damian Priest got into it as well.
Yeah, it's like, he's mine! No, he's mine! He's mine! I saw him first! And Dunne is just laying there prone on the mat while the two are just kind of arguing with each other.
It was good. Tenaya Conti, or just Tenaya now, took on Santana Garrett. Santana Garrett's first official NXT match as she is officially signed with the company. Tenaya got the win. But then, what was the story of the big part of the story of the show? They interviewed Dakota, and she's out here trying to prove herself to be on Team Rhea Ripley at TakeOver for War Games. Her challenge was she had to beat Shayna Baszler, or prove herself against Shayna Baszler. And they had a really, really good matchup.
They did. They did. This was a lot of fun. This was very, very, very good. I like this a lot. I wouldn't mind seeing it again, simply because it's been a hot minute since we've seen Shayna and Dakota go, because they were kind of in a feud, and then Dakota got hurt, and so they're just now getting back to it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Dakota just couldn't overcome Shayna, and she got overwhelmed by Shayna's girls, and so she ended up getting her butt kicked and had to be saved.
She tapped first, and then, yeah, she had to be saved.
Yeah, she tapped first, and then she got her butt kicked, but, I mean, she did. It was a really good match. Very strong showing for both women.
But during that beatdown, one Mia Yim showed up to help out Rhea's team.
And Rhea was like, okay.
Okay. So later in the show, Rhea says her team is Tegan, Candace, and Mia. Everyone felt sorry for Dakota. It's like, aw, poor Dakota.
She's the mascot. So she kind of gets upset and she walks away. And Tegan's like, wow, this is going to make things awkward at home.
Pretty much.
Can I just say that I still love Shayna and Tegan together?
It's a good pairing.
Like, I really do love them together.
Angel Garza became the number one contender for the Cruiserweight title by defeating Tony Nese.
After Tony Nese literally beat the pants off him.
Yep. Dominik Dijakovic defeated Isaiah Swerve Scott. Solid match.
Mm-hmm. Very solid.
Next week it was announced it will be Io Shirai and Mia Yim in a ladder match with the winner gaining the person advantage in War Games.
I'm cool with that.
And it'll also be Leo Rush and Angel Garza for the Cruiserweight title next week.
Again, totally cool with that.
But in your main event, it was the OC taking on Ciampa, Lee, and Riddle.
It's just so good.
Really good match. Came to it and they had a ref bump at the end, and then all hell broke loose. You had everyone get involved in this one. And then Adam Cole got back in it. He came and saved Ciampa from the Styles Clash, but then super kicked Ciampa and gave him the last shot. As he was standing tall, Finn Balor was also there. And him and him and Adam Cole, well, they had a little stare down.
Well, it's like at first you don't know where Finn's going to go, right? Because he's smiling at AJ, he points at AJ, and then Adam, and you think, oh, okay, all right, is the club getting together? All right, are we going to have Finn and AJ finally get on the same page? And then Adam Cole comes out, and he takes out AJ, and Finn and Adam just kind of smirk at each other, and it's like, what's going on here?
Is Finn actually working with the Adam Cole, maybe? Kind of? Who knows?
Are they teasing each other? Are they trying to figure it out? Like, what's going on here? I don't know. I like it. I like the mystery with Finn and kind of what he's up to. I really like what they're doing with him right now.
Yeah. All in all, it was a good show.
Very good show. Very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. But that's our show.
That's our show. So, all right, everybody stick around because I believe we are doing Fortnite with friends in some capacity. Rock and I are going to try and round up the gang, and we'll probably be doing challenges in the meantime while we're trying to find people. So stay tuned for that. But you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight-ish. CB Radio. What is the greatest HBO show of all time? We decide Saturday night, midnight-ish.
Wait, does it include all seasons of Game of Thrones?
Yes. It's
shit.
Game of Thrones, first round exit. Anyway, we'll determine it Saturday night, midnight-ish. For the Greater Than Great Debate. Sunday nights. It's Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, we'll be back for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLive, so you know when we go live with Fortnite with Friends, which is Thursdays and Saturdays. So when you know we go live with WWE 2K20 content, the My Career Mode stuff has been awesome. Played 2 hours today, so you can catch that on the VOD. Make sure you check it all out. It's cool stuff. We're going to get through the whole season, and then we'll see where we go. And we'll do other content with the game, because why not? It's content. We're all about content. Coming this week will be another edition of CB Radio Not So Live reviewing Full Gear. The plan is to have it available on Wednesday. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to... This is where he looks at dates. Talk Wrestling, 10 p.m. Eastern. How to check out dates. So, yeah. Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Our YouTube channel is up. There's 2 new videos. You have the most insane comeback in Climb and Slide, and you have our walkthrough of Patient 104. Both available at youtube.com/Rock Radio Show. We're going to put more stuff up that we do with Fortnite with Friends on our YouTube, so make sure you follow that, subscribe to that, hit that, ring that bell. If you have Amazon Prime, you can do a Twitch account called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe to the Twitch channel for free. Use creator code RocketSock in Fortnite item shop or Epic Games when you buy Red Dead Redemption 2. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, so Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm all over the place. Go.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Linsward, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So everybody, sit tight. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to round up the squad, and then we are going to do some Fortnites. So, till then, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be back in just a little bit. Bye!
WallTalkRadio.com.